Where is he?
Where are you?
Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Hello, this is Stacy over at the Skull Rock Broadcast. I am joined by...
Hello, this is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast, where we are actually going to talk about Stranger Things today.
Get out of town.
We're back and super excited for today's episode. But before we get started, how's it going?
I mean, it's going pretty good. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a long weekend, you know. I'm just kind of chilling with Sir Quinn. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Also enjoying the long weekend. Did some pet sitting for my parents and for my brother.
What do they have? Dog, cat?
Yeah, my parents have two dogs, so they just went away for the night. My mom took my dad to see his sisters and brother, so I just stayed with their dogs overnight, and then... My brother and his girlfriend have two cats, and they have been on vacation in Ireland, so I stopped over there to check on them. But we were supposed to be on vacation this week, but we ended up pushing our vacation back
until July. Right.
But that was all worked out well in the end, but it's still, I keep thinking to myself, oh, I was supposed to be on vacation this week.
You look out the window, you're like, why aren't we on the water?
Yeah. Why am I not on a cruise right now?
But exactly.
It'll be even more exciting in July when we go. So that'll be fun. And the school year is winding down. So that's good. I'm ready I'll work this summer because in my new job, I have to work. But I'm just ready for a fresh start. This year has been tough.
It's been a struggle. I revealed to a bunch of the kids I had a group with. I was like, Miss Stell doesn't really like chocolate, like a chocolate bar. And this adorable little kid named Nick went, you're breaking my heart, Miss Stell. And he just looked at me so disgusted. And then he got up from the table and he just left my office. And I'm like, did he go to the bathroom? Where did he go? He went to go blow his nose in the hallway. He was that disgusted with me. So, yeah, let's wrap up this year, dude.
So we actually, you had this amazing idea for this episode. And
every once in a while, man.
It's kind of perfect timing because when this episode comes out, it will be Friday the 30th. Friday the 30th? Yep. And Saturday is
the... I love that I'm saying yup without checking.
Checked. Yes. Friday is the 30th.
Confidence is key, baby.
So happy May 30th, guys. It's almost my favorite month, my birthday month. But
if you ask Stacy, it's April. Yep.
my birthday is June 30th. So in 1 month, you guys can wish me a happy birthday. But anyway, so tomorrow, when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it, the day it comes out, then tomorrow is May 31st, which is going to be that to doom, whatever.
Did you notice I put down my drink when you said it? Because literally I remember going to you, I'm like, what is that? And you're like, it's the noise when you open Netflix. And I'm like, to-dum. And I'm like, oh, that's clever.
Yeah. But that's the event that they have to kind of showcase stuff that's coming out in the next year. So that's on Saturday, and it's confirmed that there is going to be Stranger Things content at this event. There's probably going to be some cast members there. Last year, was it? I know 2 years
they
ago.
They revealed that Linda Hamilton had been cast.
That was 2 years ago,
That was
though.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think last year we really got anything.
I don't think we got anything at that event last year. I think you're right, but I don't know. We might be wrong. We're
I'm May 30th. Yeah. To dumb.
Anyway, we're hoping that we might get some new stuff. And even more so now that I did this research, I don't think it's going to be a trailer. But
what?
Sorry, guys. That's my prediction.
What do you think it's going to be?
Okay. Maybe a teaser.
I got really offended. I'm sorry. I right now was like, you bitch. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a teaser, but I'm going to explain why I think this because we are going to talk about trailers today. We're going to talk about all of the Stranger Things trailers from throughout the seasons. Mm-hmm. And what I was really kind of looking at, I made Stacy research the dates all of these trailers came out. And in the more recent seasons, the trailers have not come out until like 4 to 6 weeks prior to the actual season release.
You're right. Yep.
So we're too soon. If we're predicting that the season isn't going to come out until like the fall, we're still too soon for a trailer. So sorry, guys. That's my prediction. Again,
way
I might be wrong.
To piss on my Eggo waffles.
I'm sorry.
The only thing that could make up for that is like them being like, well, let's show a sneak peek of all the Steve Harrington pops. And it's like, The Price is Right.
That would be amazing. But I mean, again, like season 4, we're going to get to it, but had a ton of teasers before the actual trailer. So my prediction now is a teaser, but not a trailer. Not like a full length, almost 3 minute trailer.
Damn, I think you're right now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. It's going to be super fun to dive into all of these trailers today.
Yeah.
But like, let's just chat real quick first about like movie trailers and TV trailers in general. Do you have like any favorites, any standouts that you wanted to mention?
I'm a huge movie trailer fan. I'm that guy that gets to the movies early, and I usually sit through all the shitty commercials, and then about 20 minutes later we finally get to the trailers. But I always love getting hyped, and there's nothing quite better. I always really respect the art of editing, which we are going to be talking about, because there were some fantastic editing sequences with these Stranger Things trailers. But you know, I love a teaser trailer. It used to be almost like an art form. Back in the 70s and 80s, they would shoot something separate that had nothing to do with the film to like tease, you know, this upcoming motion picture. Like, I know when we eventually cover season 4, we're going to probably discuss all of the Nightmare Elm Street references when 3 Dream Warriors, which the Duffer Brothers took a lot of inspiration from, they actually shot a whole sequence. And it was like this really creepy, cool thing of this girl singing the nursery rhyme, holding the little miniature house, and Freddy's glove pops through the roof. And it scared the shit out of me as a kid, but it was really cool. And it would get you hyped for these big blockbusters, these movies that had a lot of like word of mouth. But I really always liked like the body double trailer. Anything Stephen King was always a fun time, or Tarantino, because it would just really get you hyped for that upcoming project. But I would say I'll never forget being in theaters in late 2009, early 2010, and Christopher Nolan's Inception, which this was right off The Dark Knight. And just, it was like, if you ever look up the teaser trailer, it's like, boom, boom. And you just see like baby little Joseph Gordon-Levitt like dancing on the walls and stuff, and Leo waking up. And you have no idea what the movie's about, but it right away got your interest up because you were like, what was that? You know?
Yeah. You want to see though it doesn't really tell you anything about the movie, it makes you want to see it.
Exactly. And it would make you be like, oh my God, like I really recommend the trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm just naming all Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
Yeah.
But really good one. And I have to say, sometimes I get burnt by a trailer though, because what made me actually think of this episode was the trailer for The Long Walk, which is being adapted for the first time ever. It's Stephen King's very, very first story, which I was telling you about when we weren't recording last week. And I recommend for anybody who doesn't know what it is, go into it blind, because I sent it to my sister, who's a huge King fan, obviously. She right away was like, well, that took a left-hand turn. And I just right away was like, wow, I haven't been this hyped, you know, probably since like Dr. Sleep, another adaptation of his. But earlier this year, I got really burnt, and I was really pumped for the movie The Monkey. My poor coworker, Lauren, like, and you did not hear enough of me being like, I can't wait for The Monkey. And like, it's based off a short story, and Osgood Perkins, who directed it, did such a good job editing and like setting it to such a good song, which trailers always work for me when they pick a really good music to go along with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right away I was pumped, like dicks out for this movie. And I'll never forget the next day I came into work and Lauren was like, so how was the monkey? And I went, it was terrible. Like, I was so burnt and so disappointed. So sometimes the trailer is better, but you can kind of like right away, you know, I feel like the less you see sometimes are better, but then other times the more you see, you get excited for it. But I couldn't really think of anything like show-wise, you know, like because I can't really remember like trailers for shows besides for Stranger Things. But was there any trailers for you that stood out?
Yeah.
Like the OC,
so,
maybe?
I don't know if I think I didn't watch the OC until most of the seasons were already out, like the first
just
three
remember
seasons.
Remember the lead being like, welcome to the OC, punches somebody out.
Yeah. Welcome to the OC, bitch.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
So just, I have a couple things. So first, when you were talking and talking about like footage that's in trailers that's not even in the movie, that made me think about Pavements, which is the movie that Joe Keery is in that's actually like being released in theaters right now, kind of like limited. It's that like biopic about the band Pavement. So it's really funny because they had all of this footage that they didn't use and released this like this what it looks like a trailer for like the fake biopic that's in the movie, which is called Range Life. And it's none of that footage was in the actual film, which I saw at the New York Film Festival. So it like confused me. And like there was lots of media outlets that were like reporting on this movie called Range Life that doesn't even exist. Like, so that was just like a current event that's kind of connected because we talk about Joe Keery all the time. But that was super funny. Also, I think it's interesting when you talked about like sometimes trailers give you too much. Like I was going through and looking at some trailers because there wasn't anything that I could really think of except very recently. I was with you when I saw a move with a movie trailer.
Oh, God.
Which I didn't even know that they were making this film. So that's the best, is when you actually like go and sit in a movie theater and see a trailer for a movie that you didn't even know about yet, which
you were holding it together by a string.
I was so excited when I saw the trailer for Twisters.
You almost stood up and started just applauding right then and there. I'll never forget. We see the trailer and you just lean and you went, I really loved the original. And I'm like, yeah, it was a good movie. And you're like, no, you don't understand. Like, I really loved the original. And I'm like,
it was like one of my favorite movies as a kid.
That was a good trailer, though.
That
and like
stand out. Yeah, and I thought that
it
was
had
a good trailer.
Hook.
Yeah. But I was rewatching some trailers, and I watched some of the trailer for Moulin Rouge, which is like one of my favorite movies. But it's like basically you see the whole movie in the trailer.
I hate that, which this pissed me off. The movie Companion that just came out recently with Jack Quaid, it's streaming on HBO or HBO Max, however you like to say it. And I remember I saw a teaser trailer for it when I was in Chicago, and you have no idea what this movie's about. It looks like some weird psychological thriller. Right away, I'm like, that looks good. Less than a week later, because sometimes they will release like multiple trailers, it gave away the whole twist. And I'm like, I would have liked to like witness that in real time.
Right. Counterproductive. The only other like time when I saw a trailer that it stuck out in my brain, just because it was so funny, I cannot tell you what movie we were seeing. I have no idea, but I was with my dad and probably like more of my family too, but there was a trailer for the B movie.
And voiced by Jerry Seinfeld. The 2007 cinematic classic.
What do you think? What movie do you think we were all going to see in that year? I have
Pineapple
no idea.
Express.
No, yeah, my whole family went to see that, of course. But my dad just very loudly after the trailer, so the whole movie theater heard him, is like, well, I won't be seeing that movie.
That is so dad-coded. I love when, like, middle-aged men just shout that, and, like, now I kind of, like, find it charming. I'm like, yeah, me too. I agree. Like,
that was like a funny like trailer memory that I thought of. But I was reading like this Reddit thread too of just like really good movie trailers, and a lot of people mentioned the Inception trailer that you brought up. So
that was
interesting.
And back when M. Night Shyamalan Shyamalan. Back when he was like, before he was like, yeah, I'm the guy known for Twist. The trailer for The Village is terrifying.
I've never seen that movie because obviously I would never see that movie, but I do remember a lot of people talking about that trailer.
Oh yeah, and it was like fresh off Signs and Sixth Sense and stuff, but I remember like it was such a big deal because you were like, what is this about? And I like trailers that keep you guessing because the more that they show, you're almost like, you just gave away the whole movie, like we said. So I noticed with Stranger Things, like, they started, like, it's almost like it took them a little while, and then they were like, okay, now we know how to go about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So the only other ones I wanted to mention, I think there's been a lot of Star Wars movies that have really good trailers.
And it's like an event when those trailers drop, like the Harry Potter movies and the Force Awakens. I remember when that hit Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, chills the Force Awakens trailer, especially when you see Kylo Ren's, like, you know, sword, like lightsaber. I remember watching, because I love reactions from people. I know, like, when Marvel movies drop, like the Fantastic Four, like, it's a big event when, like, the trailer drops and stuff. And I remember when that hit Comic-Con, just the entire, like auditorium just went nuts.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, I'm such a movie nut and nerd. I just get chills because I'm like, see, that's what movies are made for, those kind of reactions. Yeah.
And even episode one, because I know many, like, mixed reactions to the prequels at the time. I think people like them now more than they did then. But, like, just that coming and, like, the nostalgia of, like,
it's
Star Wars returning.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Especially with Darth Maul at the end. You know what I'm talking about. Right away. Like, I saw that in, like, theaters, and I remember the trailer before the year before and being like, so amazing.
Yeah. All the Star Wars prequels, I feel like I saw, like, as a kid / teenager, like, at, like, midnight releases, which was so much fun. Another great movie trailer, and it's a movie that I really like, but I like the soundtrack more than the movie. And I feel like I've only actually seen the movie like once or twice, but I've listened to the soundtrack so many times. But Garden State, have you seen that?
I've never. I'm going to get my movie card taken away. I've never seen Garden State.
You have to watch it. Watch the trailer because the trailer is amazing. Like, very good editing. It's set to, like, one of the songs that they use in the movie too. And it's a good movie, but the soundtrack is, like, amazing, and the trailer is really good. But TV, Game of Thrones trailers.
Oh, girl,
those were all really good. And, like, by the time, like, the later seasons were coming out, I had read all of the books, so, like, to see things that were, like, gonna happen,
kind of knew what things were.
It's like, and you're, like, so excited for, like, certain events to, like, be shown in the actual show. So
your
I
chills.
Feel like all of the Game of Thrones trailers are pretty well done as well. Mm. So, yeah, it was just kind of fun.
Good
to
calls with those. Those are fantastic. That was, like, that reminds me, The Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos prequel. That was another, for instance, where the trailer was better than the movie. But, like, if you're a hardcore Sopranos fan, like, it's Michael Gandolfini playing, like, the younger version of his dad. And it's just so well made that I remember I was fucking hyped. And then I saw the movie and I was like, well, we can't win them all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But just trailers are, like you said, they're kind of like an art form, like, to having that, striking that balance between, like, telling you what it's about without telling you too much and then getting you excited. I think the use of music is definitely something we're going to talk about for the Stranger Things trailers too. So, yeah, I'm excited. You want to get started?
Let's do it.
All right. So, season one. The season one trailer released on March 6th, 2016. Which season two came out on July 15th of that same year. So this one actually was like 4 months before the actual season came out, which makes sense, I guess, for like the first season of a show because you need to like build a little bit of anticipation.
And I remember the hype behind it was pretty big. It was like known as like Winona Ryder's big comeback. And I remember my late friend Mike, he was like, have you heard about the show that Winona Ryder is going to be in? Like, supposedly it's kind of like the movie Prisoners. I don't know if you've ever seen that with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. It's really, it's intense, but it's really well done. It's about a missing child. And the Duffer Brothers literally went, why don't we make the movie Prisoners, but with like a twist of Stephen King
and like
sci-fi monsters. Yeah. And I remember like Mike talking about it, and I'm like, and I don't specifically remember watching the trailer. I stumbled upon it that summer, and I was like, oh, it's the show. And I just remember up until then, because Netflix was kind of finding its, like, you know, in the early days, that's back when you were able to like mail away for movies and stuff. But probably in like 2009, Hemlock Grove, which was Eli Roth's produced, Bill Skarsgård's the lead in it. It's this like horror kind of like TV show. It was the first Netflix show. I watched it. It's okay. Huh. But then they started being known for their shows, which this was a brand new concept. I mean, we remember back in the day, you'd watch an episode, you had to wait until the next week to see the next one.
Yeah. How other than Hemlock Grove, like, I feel like there weren't that many. House of Cards.
House of Cards and Orange is the New Black was starting.
Yeah. It was like the same year, right?
Yeah. And it was like they right away came to like huge ratings, very successful, very well, you know, received.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like they put a lot of eggs in one basket with Stranger Things, big budget and stuff. Two of my friends worked on it with the effects. They worked on the Demogorgon. And at the time it was known as just Duffers, which is pretty funny. But I think the Duffer Brothers were working on that M. Night Shyamalan TV show, Wayward Pines.
Okay, yeah.
With Matt Dillon. I'd never watched it,
but
I remember, like, the show kind of dropped off in quality, and it's because the Duffers, like, apparently left that project to pursue their own project.
Okay, yeah.
And they went to something crazy, like 22 studios, and all turned down with this script until finally Netflix was like, why don't we do this? And they were like, this works perfect because of this format that was pretty new at the time of you could just immediately binge watch something.
Yeah. And just some other like stats that I wanted to go over for each trailer and teaser and stuff that we talk about. This was 2 minutes and 37 seconds. So like, I feel like that, you know, that's a long
trailer. True. That is a lot. Yeah. And they did show a lot, even though
because they showed stuff from like the whole entire season. So like, because there's scenes from like the last episode in this trailer, right?
And imagine having zero context. Yeah. And you're like, what the hell is, I thought this was about a missing kid. So interesting. And it was edited very beautifully, but you notice, you said something when we were watching it about the music.
Yeah, I think it almost sounds like a music box, like where, and I think the scene is in the trailer of Elle opening Nancy's music box, which again, like comes back in season four with like Robin looking at it, which is so funny. But it kind of like sets up this missing child, and it's also got this like creepy kind of like music box type like music to it. But I mean, some of the things that like stood out for me that like we've talked about, I feel like are huge things throughout the whole show is like you've got the bikes, the flashlights, the Christmas lights. You've got that light bulb, which is like my favorite part when like Will goes missing. I wanted to point out that you see Holly Wheeler twice in this trailer.
It's like they knew they had it all planned from the start.
From
they were George Lucasing it.
Yeah.
Which I like made myself fucking laugh because Stacey is Stacey. When I watched this yesterday, the whole like Hopper voiceover being like, this is a safe town, you know, like Eleanor Glepsy, you know, the owl
with
attacking.
The owl, yeah.
The next scene is Will running to the shed, and I'm like, could you imagine that the door burst open and it's a giant fucking owl? The end. Why wasn't my show greenlit about a huge owl that takes children?
But also you start to see like the little pieces of the red logo like throughout, and then finally like you see the whole thing at the end. That was very cool.
And the sound of the bike, like the wheel spinning at the end. like the spokes. Oh, I thought that was really like creepy.
Yeah. Also, I just want to like have this little segment where we talk about our favorite character and how we see him in the trailers.
Girl.
So we do get to see Steve Harrington in this trailer.
Just and, standing by the lockers.
Yeah, just kind of looking at Nancy, very like high school boyfriend coded, you know. So anything else about this trailer that you wanted to point out?
No, I just remember, like, you know, there was a lot of like word of mouth about this. And then obviously, like, I think in less than a day, it was huge, you know, like,
yeah.
And I just remember stumbling upon and going, it's that show that Mike was telling me about and falling in love with it instantly. But it's so crazy to think how close season one and season two were, you know, because immediately it probably got greenlit. And, you know, meanwhile, it's been 84 years, but it will be worth the wait. But it just goes to show you, like, this was, you know, the early days, you know, when, you know, they were just learning how to, you know, crawl. And they kind of perfected the art of getting the audience and the fans hyped for the upcoming seasons from this point onward.
Season two.
So the season two trailers are epic. It's such a bigger scale than season one. Let me give you our stats. So we've got four actually that we're talking about. So there was a teaser shown, you think, during the Super Bowl, like in
yes.
February 2017. So the final season released in October, so mm-hmm. February to October, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. That's like 8 months out.
I remember watching that one specifically, like, because I don't watch sports, but the Patriots, and I'm from Massachusetts, so I was watching that year, and, like, I really don't even watch the Super Bowl for the trailers, but I, like an idiot, was betting on the game, and I lost dearly, and I remember, like, that was, like, the one thing that stood out to me. I was like, oh, it's that show I like, and
yeah, it's coming
I
back.
Just remember, like, how cool it was that as soon as they showed the Eggos right away, I was like, wait a second. And it's brief, but like I made a joke to Megan when we were watching it, because we know it's something crazy. Like the stats even back then, like per second, it like cost like $100,000 to $1 million. So like you could kind of tell that the budget was bigger this time around and stuff. And they were really trying to build up the hype, because season one, like overnight, had this like cult phenomenon, like worldwide,
yeah.
You know, thing, and it got such a following that people couldn't wait for the next season. So it would only make sense that one of the most watched nights of television, they would premiere the teaser trailer.
Yeah, and it's only 36 seconds. It came out like, you know, 6-7 months after season one, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like halfway between the two seasons, something to kind of like keep people interested and like know that there is a second season coming.
Mm-hmm.
We see the logo. It's not a lot, but we see the screen kind of turning upside down.
The title sequence turning. Yeah.
Like that's
cool.
Kind of something that they ended up using a lot, like throughout the seasons, of like that mm-hmm. panning upside down. And it is just kind of like showing like the upside down is starting to like infiltrate Hawkins, kind of, which ends up being like a big theme of the show. But you really only see like Will, Elle, and Mike in the trailer, right? Or
yeah.
Hear Mike's voice. You see
doing a voiceover, yeah.
Yeah, Will, and I think Elle's eyes open.
Yeah, the whole thing is like him screaming 11, which they kind of like, you know, spoiler alert, she's alive.
Yeah.
That's why I wasn't like totally shocked, because they don't reveal that until the second like episode at the end of the first episode of season two.
Yeah.
Because the original plan was they were going to kill 11 off, but the Duffers were like, no, like, you know, this character is so beloved, which I think was smart on their part. But it was definitely like that hooks you in right away, because you're like, wait a second, she didn't burn up like toilet paper? She's alive? So I thought that was kind of like a good way to, you know, get the audience's attention.
Yeah, And then there's two more kind of like full length trailers for season two. One was at the Comic-Con in July 2017, and it was 2 minutes and 54 seconds. And that was about 3 months out from the actual season release. And then the other one was 2 minutes, 48 seconds. And it it came out only like 2 weeks before the actual season. Before we talk about those, though, there was also this trailer that I found yesterday called Love in the Upside Down, which came out September 2017. So it was kind of promo for season two, but it was like, it almost looks like a fan made video, like a fan edit, but it was Netflix that made it, and it made, it was like scenes from season one, but made it look like a rom-com and like
almost like a John Hughes movie, because that was a big thing with the promotional thing. They were doing like, I remember a lot of posters advertising season two were like taken off of The Lost Boys or Nightmare on Elm Street, all 80s movies.
Yeah.
I thought this was clever. I had never known about this until yesterday when you discovered it.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but I mean, maybe I just saw it and didn't remember, but it kind of really played up the whole Jonathan and Nancy kind of like rivalry love triangle thing that it's kind of overdone at this point, but it was clever back then. Like
back then,
But let's talk about the Comic-Con trailer, because
Comic-Con, we both agreed, is the GOAT out of all of the trailers.
Like,
I remember our friend Filmstock Chris, he talked about that trailer. And I remember the hype behind Comic-Con in 2017, which, you know, San Diego Comic-Con is such an event. That's like we were saying earlier when the Star Wars trailers would first drop and stuff. It's always this huge thing when they go to that, you know, what is it, that famous hall?
I don't know, something like
that. Watch, I'm the wrong one. Where's the H
might
for
be
Hall?
It. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that sounds good. Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
Hall H. But literally, it's a huge event when they drop trailers, and usually, like, phones, electronic devices are not allowed, and it will air, like, a few days later, and I remember, like,
they had
the whole cast
people had
there.
Their phones, though, recording
they
that
sure
car.
Did. Oh, that. Never forget, like, man, when I die, I want the Fantastic Four car to slowly, very anticlimactically, go across Hall H. H for hilarious. But I remember you being like, it's not that funny. And I'm like, no, it's hilarious. But I just, like, I've always heard the huge hype behind Comic-Con, because there's always exclusive, like, you know, merchandise and stuff, which Stranger Things did play into and stuff. And that year was when we got the Steve Harrington season one beaten up pop of him with the bat. That was actually a Comic-Con exclusive, and they had the whole cast, which we've seen lots of footage of them there.
Yeah.
And I made a joke to Megan. I was like, when it showed like the shot of Dacre like spitting out the beer after the keg stand, I was like, look, it's Joe Keery's favorite scene. He said in an interview that was his favorite, which,
that made me think of that too, because I thought it was so funny that they asked him like what his favorite moment from the trailer was, and he said it was Dacre spitting the beer out.
You know what, he's speaking for all of us.
I feel like him at that Comic-Con event, he's wearing that yellow shirt, and like I have that one video that I've posted a couple of times on my account. It literally always gets like millions of views. Like,
it's amazing, because the content for that Comic-Con alone, because a lot of stuff went down during that panel. I love that even like the actress who played Barb asked a question and nobody knew that she was in the audience. It was a lot of fun if you ever look back on the footage of all the content and coverage that they did. But they dropped the trailer, and you can tell clearly this was a huge show, and that this was the most anticipated show at the time, because as we said earlier, a trailer can really be made by the music. And I have to say, like, I grew up, I had the music video Thriller by Michael Jackson, shot in 1984 when it premiered on MTV. I had it on VHS, which was the music video, which I think was like something crazy, like 12, 13 minutes long. And then the making of, which kind of got me into horror movie makeup. And I used to watch it all the time. And I still claim to this day, that's probably the greatest music video of all time.
Yeah. Do you remember... I forget what song it was, but didn't NSYNC try to like redo something
similar?
It was
Backstreet Boys, everybody. Oh. Like, okay. don't even. But, like, it was just, like, this is back when, like, it was a theatrical production. Like, they had John Landis, who had done American Werewolf in London and stuff. And everybody associates that song with Halloween.
Yeah,
which I think I mentioned to you before. My sister once was like, Stacey, do you have that CD that Mom, like, burnt, like, the Ghostbusters theme and Thriller on and used to play it during our Halloween parties? And I went, bitch. We're old. That was on a cassette. And she went, oh my God, no. But staple, it makes you think of Halloween. And it just fit with the vibe. And something about, like, Michael Jackson, literally, like, he knew what he was doing, getting Vincent Price, this iconic classic horror movie, you know, actor with such a unique, specific voice. And his voiceover during that little, like, you know, jam.
Yeah, which they use in the trailer. Yeah.
It's so well done. And it fits perfectly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. It's epic. And so the trailer kind of starts at the arcade. And we see, like, the arcade scene with the kids playing the Dragon's Lair. And Will kind of, like, experiencing that vision where he sees the Upside Down and the Mind Flayer and all of that. And there's very creepy music, and it kind of builds and they kind of use like silences and stuff. But then the trailer really amps up when the Thriller song starts, and you see, like, the rotting pumpkins. You see, like, the little Ghostbusters container, like, shaking, like there's a ghost inside.
Slimer comes out. Yeah.
You see, like, stuff going on at the lab. You see the Halloween party with Billy.
You see somebody dancing with their Ray-Bans on, saying.
Yeah. So to mention the Steve, there's much more Steve in this trailer.
Oh,
we see Steve, like, walking away angrily from Nancy at the school. We see
I think you're bullshit.
We see Steve at the Halloween party, like, with his sunglasses. Yeah.
They knew their audience very, very well.
Yeah. We also see Steve in the tunnels and Steve at the junkyard. So we see a lot of Steve here.
Those quick edits, I feel like they showed a lot, but the way it was edited with the usage of music, it didn't feel like they were giving too much away. And
no.
The shots were so well done. Like, there's one quick shot of, like, not to keep talking about Steve, but come on, you know, it's him, like, raising the bat in the junkyard to slam down, and then it shows the tunnel, like, the, you know, it just was edited so well together, which shows what an art form, like, it works so well, and it happens so quick.
Right. It doesn't, like you said, it doesn't really give any plot points away. It just kind of really gives you a sense of, like, the vibe for the show that season. And you also do see a little bit of Elle's return, which you kind of end up seeing, like, in the second episode of the season with her coming out of the, like, the tunnel at the school where
That was a really good
shot
of her, like, reaching through the little, like, slimy gate, because I remember there was, like, a casting call for, like, young girls around that age that were willing to shave their head. I don't know if it was, like, stunt extras or something. I don't know. They didn't use it. But I remember that was, like, the big word. I'm out there, like, is there going to be an army of 11s? Okay. But I just remember that trailer, like, was iconic. And it just captured the feel of Halloween back in, like, the 80s and 90s. So,
yeah.
That's the goat of the trailers.
Yeah, that's the best trailer.
And
for
what,
sure.
What's at the end of that trailer?
That's the other one.
God damn it.
So then the other season two trailer.
I love that you and I, it's like we already got our steak tartare, and now someone served us, like, chicken nuggets that are, like, freezer burnt. Like, we were like, not that anything's wrong with this trailer, but that's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, it was kind of a, like, it's, like, not as exciting, like, not a letdown, but it's, like, it's more similar to the season one trailer, I would say, because we've got, like, Joyce and Hopper talking. We've got a lot of, like, the Joyce, like, what's wrong with my son? Like, because they were all very worried about Will in the season one trailer, too. And it kind of continues with that, with, like, the what's going on with Will in this trailer. But the music is, it's just, like, it's fine, but it's not as kind of, like, epic as the Thriller.
And, like, I feel like they showed a lot. And, like, this is back when, like, there's YouTube videos of way back in 2017. People would analyze and break down these trailers, trying to guess what was going on and stuff. And I remember, like, even back then, I do remember watching it and going, is that Sean Astin? Is that Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
Like, very, like, recognizable 80s actors, and going, like, oh, okay. So that was cool. But, I don't know, they kind of, like, you know, people are going to buy the cow if you're giving the milk away for free. So, like,
yeah. I mean, most normal people are not doing, like, those over-analyzing.
They're
like,
not nerds like us. Yeah. We're not like, look at how many vines.
Right. So there was a lot of callbacks, I feel like I said, with Hopper and Joyce talking. You also see, like, the lock sliding up, which is when Elle
that
ends
was
up
cool.
going to see Mama, which you don't know that's what's happening. But, like, that's also a big part of the first season's trailer with the lock sliding. So,
because I remember that Entertainment Weekly cover hit with the kids and it showed Elle's, like, curly kind of hairdo going on. So you're like, what is she doing? Like,
yeah.
She's breaking into a house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And she's out in the snow, which is like a couple like scenes throughout. So
nothing
that was kind
like of uncooked Eggos on a chilly December evening, babe.
But we also have like the flipping upside down happening again. Mm-hmm. We have Callie's crew, which with the masks, which we know how there's
face.
Mixed feelings about like that whole storyline. But there's none of that in the first trailer.
Oh, no.
So it was interesting that like we did see a couple snippets.
That was a good
of
shot of them all like walking forward, you know,
in the mask.
Like, oh, it's Halloween. Maybe it's, you know, the kids. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're in for a treat. You know, 2017 audiences. Get your seltzers ready.
But I did like the little moment with Nancy and Jonathan where she says, like, why do we only hang out at the end of the world?
That
like,
was a good line.
That's a good line. And it's a good line to put in the trailer because you're like, what's going on with them? Why are they like hanging out again? Mm-hmm. Like in this hotel room? Like,
She wouldn't possibly, you know, break herself off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. And she certainly did.
But let's save the best for last here, which we don't get quite as much Steve. We get him. We see him with the kids, which we know it's like when they're by the railroad tracks at night, and then when they're by the lab, like a couple little flashes. But then, like you said, they knew their audience already.
They did.
That scene with Steve and Dustin, which is actually Steve and Dustin's first ever scene together, is a very prominent at the very end of the trailer. Dustin asking Steve, hey, do you still have that bat? And then you've got Steve opening his trunk and pulling out the bat. Like
grabbing the keys. Like, so epic. I love that you and I were like, we forgot about this. Perfect.
Yeah. That was the best part of the trailer, of that trailer. So
agreed.
But like we said, like this only came out 2 weeks before the actual season. So, and this was all the way back in season two. So, like, I don't know, guys. That's why I'm kind of like, we might not be getting a full length trailer at To Doom, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right.
If I have to make a prediction right now, I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
I bet you the trailer has something to do with the radio station. I bet you we're going to get like a commercial for Rockin' Robin, and it's going to be heavily used of the radio station. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Watch, it's not shown once. This is why I'm not a gambling gal, but
no,
I am going to put that out there.
I like that.
Kind of fits though with the trailers that we're going to be discussing soon.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Now we're on to season three, and this is when the show really, really was commercialized.
Yeah.
They were like the number one show ever on Netflix, and they had the budget to really advertise. So the hype behind this third season was huge, and it was actually the longest we had had to wait up until then between seasons. And I just remember like they really did a really great job hyping fans for this epic season.
Yeah, because it wasn't 2 years, but it was like over a year and a half between the seasons, right? So 8 months later, which was actually like a year
we were so spoiled back then.
We got this Starcourt Mall teaser. So and that was like a next year, this is coming, which it was so funny because we don't really see any of the cast except Steve and Robin at the very end.
Which is so brilliant because I love that we have Mayor Klein being the voiceover for Starcourt Mall. And you almost, like, as soon as you hear Hawkins, you know it's for Stranger Things. It's very retro and vintage looking. They did a great job. It really does look like a commercial from 1985.
For it shows this mall. Yeah.
For this mall. And it was so well done. But, like, having no context, you were kind of almost like, wait a second. And then you see Steve Harrington and this new girl, which it took me until after actually watching the season live that I was like, why does she look so familiar? And then it struck me. I was like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, no, I know Maya. But literally, like, just seeing Steve and this new girl holding ice cream cones, just looking
Ahoy.
Humiliated. Ahoy. It's just such, they knew their audience, and it's such a funny way to end the trailer. And I thought that was brilliant marketing for a teaser.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there was another teaser, which I was delighted by. Like, this was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I guess, dropped on New Year's Eve, the year before the season came out, so December 31st, and it was basically like a news broadcast of this, like, New Year's Eve celebration with, like, this, like, ball drop situation happening.
I love that it was an apple. But back then, I remember the anticipation of, when is it going to drop? Because, you know, we got season one in the summer. Season two was right before Halloween. So a lot of people were like, when is this going to hit? And the fact that it actually dropped, like, the big reveal is that it was July 4th of 2019. I remember that was huge news. But
yeah,
the way they went about it with, like, the transmission kind of, like, breaking up, that was clever.
Yes, because it was like this computer code kind of, like, breaking in, and you actually saw the words Silver Cat Feeds, like, in
yeah,
the code. But it's also cool because there's fireworks on New Year's Eve and there's fireworks on 4th of July. So it's like,
they knew what they were
the
doing.
Fireworks connection was there.
I did not make that connection, by the way. Good for you.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, oh, that's fun. Summer.
They also did the turning upside down thing again. So that was, like, a common thing in a lot of these trailers. And you got, like, the season three, like, logo, which we didn't see in the other trailer, in
just
the other
seeing,
teaser.
Just seeing, like, the big number, like, we had two and then three. It was just this huge, like, announcement almost for fans. And I remember, like, that summer, I was pissed. I had to go to a barbecue that year. And literally, I was, like, tapping my foot, counting down the minutes. I had, like, one beer. I was done. Because so many people, the ongoing joke summer 2019 was everybody was staying in the air conditioning, binge watching
Stranger
season
Things.
Three. Because
yeah,
it was such an event. That was summer Stranger Things for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then, I mean, I have to say, we said that Thriller trailer was, like, the best. I think this might be my next favorite, because the official trailer, which I actually was wrong. This actually did come out, like, 3.5 months before the season. I got March and May mixed up in my head.
Which
but,
shows music can really make a trailer.
Music can make a trailer, because this one had awesome music. It starts with, you said, it's called Home Sweet Home.
By Motley Crue, yeah.
Okay, which it's Dustin with, I always refer to this as, like, the Toy Story, like, with all of the toys, like, coming alive. Like,
yep.
That scene, and you see that, like, Elle's nose is bleeding, so she's using her powers and, like, making, like, they're kind of, like, playing that prank on Dustin. So you get that, and you get, like, Lucas with the hairspray, which is, like, such a funny moment.
Dustin's scream, iconic.
Yeah, but then you get, like, just, you get a lot, but it's such little clips. It's, again, really well edited.
Much like the Comic-Con one, yep.
Yeah, and it's set to the Bob O'Reilly by The Who.
Which everybody calls it Teenage Wasteland, and if you're a fan, you're like, no.
Yeah.
But I call it Teenage Wasteland because I'm a wannabe, which, fun fact, my father saw them perform in Boston when he was a teenager, and unbeknownst to him, his future wife was at that same exact show. And
that's so cool.
Like, I remember they brought it up and she was like, you were at that show? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, it was written in the stars. They're probably high as hell and didn't see each other. But literally, like, I think that's the perfect usage, because Teenage Wasteland. They're not kids anymore. They're teenagers.
That's exactly what I thought.
Which when this premiered, I remember I was at work and it was like some countdown. Like I forget what specific time of the day it aired, but I remember I was such a piece of shit. I ran, because this is before I had an office at my old job, I ran into the bathroom and it was like a single like room bathroom. I locked the door. God knows what people thought I was doing in there. And I remember I literally, this was before AirPods, and I like had to have the volume down really low. What's that song blasting out of the bathroom? And I watched it, and just like the shot of them putting the antenna up, going up the, you know, the hill.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I was pumped.
Yeah. Cause that's a really cool shot. But then you've also got like that whole, like you said, the whole thing where we're not kids anymore. And it's kind of that transition
Mike's
to being teenagers.
Prick, but it like makes sense. You yeah. know? Like they're kind of like, you know, at this weird, like awkward stage of puberty and, you know, starting to grow up, and him being like to Will, like, even though he's a little mean about it, he's like, did you think we're going to stay in our basement and play games all day? And it's kind of like heart wrenching, but
yeah.
it makes sense,
yeah.
you know?
And I love the little, like the little clips of like Elle and Max kind of like dancing around, and but then you've got like all those summer things, like you've got like the pool, the Scoops Ahoy, the mall, like the fun fair. You also have like a clip of Elle on the beach, which is like so out of context, but
right
like,
away you're like
the beach
Indiana?
Is like a summer thing too. So you also get that Grigori, who is that Terminator type character.
That shot of him in like the fun house with the blue and stuff reminds me of the movie The Guest. It just is so cool. And visually, this season I love the best because the usage of color and lighting. But it, like you said, so many like things stand out about summer. And I
yeah.
love that the ongoing, like the, you know, the tagline for all the posters that were beginning to drop around that time was one summer can change everything.
Yeah. You've Ooh. Also got Hopper at Enzo's wearing his like very fancy shirt.
So dapper. Yeah.
But you get that awful flesh monster, which you think it's the end, and
you're
it's like
what's that?
Yeah, you're like, what the hell is this? Like, it's, and you see it, like you see it like in its full hospital form, like and then
that's Tom and, you know, Chuck or Bruce, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that we were just rewatching it and Stacey's like, wait, it's not over. And we end with Steve and Dustin again, which is like, I mean, they know their audience. Like, it's actually the Steve and Dustin, like, doing the fake Star Wars lightsaber things. And then Robin be like, how many children are you friends with? Which is, like, such an iconic part of the season. So I think, again, I think this is what I said for season two. Like, you just get such a good sense of, like, the vibe of the whole season without really giving much away.
Yeah.
So... before we move on from season three, though, there was one other promo that we are huge fans of for season three.
Which Megan brought up and I forgot, because like originally I kind of placed that as like an advertisement, because we have talked in the past that this summer, 2019, was huge with the merchandise and the advertisements and stuff. It was like off the charts.
Yeah.
But they did a really clever like tie-in with something that actually happened in pop culture in the summer of 1985.
Which,
yeah,
if you've listened to some of our episodes before, Stacey loves to talk about New Coke. So we don't need to get into all the history again.
It's gross. It tastes like flat shit. I remember like just getting it, drinking it and going, and my dad went, why do you think it didn't take off? And I'm like, so they changed the recipe? And he's like, something with the syrup. Like, man, way to screw the... huge Coca-Cola. But I like that it was like almost like in your face product placement, like the whole like argument with Mike and Lucas and stuff, and you
yeah
know, Karen Wheeler sipping it not to ruin her lipstick with her, you know, straw. But they did a pretty clever trailer advertisement.
Yeah.
What's that?
So it was a commercial for New Coke, and it was Steve going to the movie theater. So he's walking into the theater, he's getting himself his popcorn and New Coke.
Hi, Jennifer.
And he's like, no, I'm not, I'm just meeting a friend. And he walks into the movie theater and you realize he's meeting Dustin. And they're seeing a movie together. And it's basically a commercial for New Coke, but you just looked it up and they actually showed this commercial in theaters, in select theaters in May of that year. So it was sort of like a trailer for the show in a similar way as like the Love and the Upside Down kind of trailer too, kind of like a parody situation, like,
which, yeah, how clever to use that as a commercial, you know, for, because there's always a Coca-Cola commercial when you go to the movies and they're at the movies. So like, yeah, I thought that was really clever. And like, by then everybody like had fallen in love with this friendship, but their little like banter and stuff is adorable. Steve looks on point and it's just really, really funny.
Yeah, love that, love that so much. So yeah, the trailers and promo for season 3 were a blast as well.
What a summer. Season mother flipping 4.
Season motherfucking 4.
Man.
Like, it, the whole vibe, I think, just like amps up, because all of the other trailer, well, I feel like, I guess season 1, there wasn't really much lightheartedness in the trailer. Mm. But season 2 and season 3, at least there's like a little bit of like that fun aspect, like with season 2 with like the Halloween stuff, season 3 with like the mall and the summer
and
vibe.
Ending kind of on a joke a little bit, yeah, with Dustin and Steve.
Yeah.
And I remember like the rumor was that, much like the Harry Potter movies, you know, you're growing with the show, that this was the darkest yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously ran into COVID, so there was a hold up and stuff. So this was very anticipated. And it was, I believe, fall of 2019. I remember like probably in like early October, the announcement, which like, that's no, yeah, big surprise.
Like,
but
a
I
year and a
the
half, like, okay, yes, it's definitely, yeah, coming. But
that it was greenlit.
But that was the when they first started saying, like, we're not in Hawkins anymore.
Hawkins anymore, which made a lot of speculation. Like, well, what does that mean? Like, we knew that Al and Will and Joyce had left, but we were like, well, wait a second. And I thought the way they did that teaser with the logo for and it being in the Upside Down with the vines,
mm-hmm,
I didn't realize until we just rewatched it, the clock.
Yeah, it's almost you like know, bells. Yeah, like chimes, which is like telling time. Like, yeah. So,
which, you know, with the grandfather clock, that clearly is a huge thing, even calling back from season 1. So nobody really knew what this was going to be about. I was telling Megan I was an idiot, and I was like everybody else and in love with Dacre that season, even though he played a piece of shit. And I was like, oh, he's in the Upside Down, you know, and I don't know, just,
yeah,
delusional. And I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be him. Billy's hiding out in the Upside Down. Dude, we saw his bloody corpse. And I'm,
yeah,
like, oh no, it's totally. But I liked that that had dropped, because it gave us a little taste, because we had no idea COVID was going to happen, of, okay, this is greenlit, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. And then we had three, and that was only like 45 seconds. Then we had three teasers that were all just about a minute long. And it kind of went with the theme of we're not in Hawkins anymore, because you pointed out none of these showed anything in Hawkins. So we first had Russia, which was February 14th, 2020, then California, November,
yep,
6th, 2021, and then the lab, like the Rainbow Room, May 6th, 2021.
And I like how they staggered it, because, mm-hmm, I remember I was at work at my old job, and I always tell everybody I lost a bet, because I, you know, I'm an idiot and I didn't realize that Hopper was the American, even though now it's so obvious.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, my friend was like, maybe it's Barb. And I'm like, no, it's Billy. I'm an idiot. So I lost 50 bucks. But literally, I remember like the big reveal and everybody was heckling me at work. It was humiliating. But I liked that they staggered it.
Yeah.
And just their usage of, like, you know, first of all, you see Hopper, which that was startling, seeing,
yeah,
him with that like buzz cut. And like, describe your hell to me. Russia in winter in 1986, which there were so many rumors back then. I remember I was an idiot. I was like, maybe 11 is going to cause Chernobyl. Like, Stacey, sit down. But I liked that, like, I, you know, you said, they don't show anything, and it's almost like three separate entities.
Yeah.
So when did the California one air?
Well, just to touch on the Russia one a little bit more, you see the prison. So you do see that he's kind of in prison, which is like, oh,
building,
okay,
a railroad? Like, I would never last.
Yeah, yeah. But then the California one came out November 6th of 2021.
Stranger Things Day, yep.
So I do remember seeing this one. This is the,
yeah,
only trailer or teaser that I remember seeing at all for season four.
Little did you know.
Yeah, because I wasn't really following it. And it was actually somebody who I'm friends with on Facebook shared this. And that's where, like, I remember seeing it on Facebook shared. But the California one is, I think, the most, like, fun one.
Because, lighthearted.
Yeah, we have, like, Elle writing to Mike. We have the Surfer Boy pizza van. You get to see, like, where they're living now out in California. You get, like, those spring break vibes, the Rinkomania. And I
love
we
her.
Had to, like,
skating
research. Because I was like, what is this song? And apparently it's a song called A Place in California. California by Jeremiah Burnham, which is kind of like a very obscure song. But the vibes kind of shift at the end of the teaser.
Yeah.
Because then you start getting like the shooting and like the explosions. And like, it's like, oh, this spring break is kind of going wrong here.
That shot of the disco ball, I'll never forget. In college, a disco ball fell on my head at a party, and it had already previously hit two other guys, and it wasn't that big. That would have killed me.
Yeah.
But I remember Jeanette thought it was the funniest thing, because she was like, I think she made a Facebook status being like, oh, disco ball three, you know, the two guys named Stacy Zero. And I was outraged that it hit my huge squash. I was like, ah! So right away I was like, disco ball, just with such contempt. But I liked that they showed little flashes and stuff, and right away, like, this will be the best spring break ever.
Yeah.
Hold my beer.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Then we had the lab, which is May 6th. Is that like a significant date? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And oh, wait.
That was a creepy trailer.
Did we have these in the wrong order? So did it come out May 6th? So did that one come out before California?
Leave it to Stacey to put everything out of order.
It's okay.
I just do it to piss her off.
So this one actually came out before, I guess, the California
Which kind of makes sense, because the big, like, finale would be Stranger Things Day.
Yeah.
That, showing, like, 11. So then that makes sense. Whoops, Stacey screwed
Which, this one, though, it was intense, too. So it's mostly the Rainbow Room.
Which we are kind of like...
We don't really know what this is yet. As you pointed out...
They got an upgrade. The lab got a budget, but we see like kids with shaved heads suddenly, and like Plinko and all these games. But
an eight ball.
It was like an eight ball. I loved a magic eight ball.
Yeah.
But literally, like, I love a fidget toy. Literally, like, just the tint and the overall like feeling was very creepy and ambience.
Yeah.
Like it just like, and then you see the back. I love that you don't see his face. You see the back of Papa, because everybody knows that hair, and you hear his voice being like, good morning, children, you know?
Yeah. But then the most like, the thing that stuck out to me the most was like the breathing. Like you start to hear this breathing.
And the pulse.
And then it builds up to this like really heavy breathing. And then you see the door that has 11 on it. And
which, that's how you do a teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure, does she open her eyes too? I think she opens her eyes at the end of
that
one. It's
kind of like a callback to her opening her eyes in season
two
trailer.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Then we have the epic, like 3 minutes and 30 seconds, the longest trailer yet, the darkest trailer yet.
Yeah, which I just remember, like, you know, this was so anticipated. We had been waiting for so long after COVID. And I have always said Journey Separate Ways is better than Don't Stop Believing. I will die on that hill, running up that hill. And I'm glad it kind of like, because I always remember it from Tron Legacy. I just loved that it got its moment to shine, because it set with the theme that they're all separate. You know, they're all in different locations. And the editing was on point, because just the quick flashes, like, ooh.
Yeah. This is the one that only came out like 6 weeks before the actual season. So it came out April 12th, 2022. It was intense. Like the editing, like you said.
Explosions and shit. Like it was, you could tell that this was like, suddenly like we're hearing this like a very deep voice and stuff. We're like, what the hell is that? Like, there's a lot of visuals, but you have no context. Like I was telling Megan, like, I remember the big thing was everyone, is that the back of Steve underwater? Is that a gate? Nobody knew what this was going to be about.
Right.
But a lot of people were like, I remember the shot of this new character Eddie, which he was described as a drug dealer who ran the Dungeons and Dragons group. And I'm like, he's like trying to be the next Billy. Okay, Stacey.
Yeah,
and
but he, there was you see him on top of the trailer playing the guitar
already. You see
already.
Him shredding the guitar in the Upside Down. You're like, wait a second, is he playing the guitar? And we get our first glimpse of Demo Bats, which I was like the Leo Point meme. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Not Demo Dogs. Demo Bats? Like,
because you do see Steve fighting those off. You see Steve underwater, like you said. You see Steve driving his car. You
Lots
see
Steve
and Nancy with the sheet hanging down between them.
Girl.
See you on the other side. And you see Steve riding the bike. So you see a lot of Steve.
You see a lot of Steve. But like, and then again, they knew their audience. But I love that it opens with Max reading this letter.
Yeah, her Dear Billy letter, right? And that kind of narrates some of the scenes that they use.
You know, like we tried to move on and we tried to act like everything was okay and stuff. And right away you're like, wait a second, what's going on? And we see all these quick flashes and stuff, but man, oh man, you know?
Yeah. Also, we have the clock, which is a big thing throughout the whole thing. We have like the ticking clock. We have this voice saying it's time. So again, there's a lot of like time references in the clock. You also have the monster kind of opening its eyes. Then you do see Vecna with all the vines. Like, so similar to season two trailer, you see the monster. You see
what the hell is that?
Yeah. Or season three. Similar to season three.
Guess right off the bat that the orderly was that monster?
Oh, absolutely not. I had no idea. My mind was blown in season...
thank you.
In episode seven.
I'm like, that's her friend.
Especially because I never even saw this trailer. Like, so...
That was pretty fun seeing her first reaction to it because you were like, damn. And I'm like, yeah, it's a big deal.
It's funny because this summer, it looked almost exactly like the season three, like this summer, because it was again...
But darker and upside down.
Yeah, yeah. You also got a Demogorgon, like, in Russia, which you were like, what? Like, how are the Demogorgons in Russia? And then the package from Russia, too. Flashlights
and bikes. The anticipation for this was huge. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which it like showed little callbacks to previous seasons, but I just remember like people were like, okay, this was worth the wait. That trailer alone, like it was so well received and everybody was like, okay, this is going to be an event. And it aired on Memorial Day weekend on May 27th.
Okay. Yes.
2022, baby.
Oh, yeah. So we're 3 years out. Crazy. So then we did get one more trailer for season four because we needed the volume two trailer.
Yes.
The volume two trailer is good, but I feel like it's not like anything shocking.
It had some good moments. I liked that it was set to the epic version of Running Up That Hill because we knew that that was an iconic song. And the ones that really like stood out to me was, of course, and I love that the behind the scenes like footage showed that this was Joseph Quinn's idea, like slinging the guitar, like throwing it over his shoulder going, let's go. That's pretty epic. And then the shot of like Steve doing that like flip when he goes, which it's pretty funny when you watch the show when Robin's like, what does he want us to do, apply?
Right, exactly.
Root steals his thunder. But I remember that the big thing was, what song is Eddie performing in the Upside Down? And there were literally guitar experts that they're like, you saw it. It's like less than 2 seconds. Judging by the like position of his fingers on the guitar, they knew it was Master of Puppets, which blows my mind.
That's crazy. Yeah. And you do get a lot of the when they're in the trailer, like driving, which actually Separate Ways is playing in the actual season during that scene. But like, I love the coloring in that scene, like that golden.
The sun going down and everybody kind of looking nervous and stuff. And I just really, really loved that. Like, there was this shot I'll never forget. It's of Dustin and it's him screaming. And right away, everyone was like, uh-oh. And the bet was, like, is it going to be Steve or is it going to be Eddie?
Yeah.
Now we know what happened.
Yeah.
But I did love the shot of Elle with the shaved head all in red screaming with her hand out. That was pretty epic to end the trailer on.
Yeah. And I guess the whole vibe was just basically, like, we're going to lose, which, I mean, it kind of ended up being what happened, but it was like, you're not ready. Like him telling Elle she wasn't ready.
Robin's voiceover, I feel like
Robin,
it's not gonna work out.
Exactly. Yep. And then like Vecna saying like, it's over, you've lost. Like,
we're all like, no way, they're gonna win. This is our Empire Strikes Back.
Exactly.
For Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah. So like the vibe of that is again very like dark and like kind of dismal in a way. So
yeah, which makes me wonder if it's going to be split into two or three volumes this new season. Will we get separate trailers? Maybe.
Probably. You would
I'm
think.
All for it.
So speaking of season five, we do not have a trailer. We don't really have any teasers. The only thing that we've gotten, and actually what I was kind of thinking is I feel like they've almost kind of shifted the way they've promoted this season to a more kind of like behind the scenes, like social media kind of like framework instead of like doing all of these big like official teasers and trailers. Like we've had the Duffer Brothers literally on Instagram dropping like all throughout the year last year these behind the scenes like photo dumps.
Which whatever happened with Maya and Joe being like, we're gonna answer a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I mean,
I
get it
in that.
Yeah, I get it because like I do that shit like that all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start this project, and then like it never followed through.
It got away from them, yeah.
But like, I think it could. I do believe that they're making a documentary.
I
agree. So it could have been something for that. I don't know.
Yep.
So we did get the behind the scenes sort of like
some glimpses. Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't really a trailer or a teaser, but it had some glimpses into like the final season.
So I have to ask, like, we're like, I kind of think you're right. I don't think we're gonna get a full trailer. We might get a teaser at best. What are you hoping for either the teaser or when we eventually do get a trailer for whatever volume we're gonna be getting? What are you hoping to see? Is there any theories that you have cooking around? Because I know you avoid spoilers. You're really good about it. But
I avoid
what's something you would like to see.
I avoid spoilers and I try to kind of like steer. I don't make up theories either, really. Like, I just kind of, I almost like feel like that ruins it a little bit. But some, I do feel like Holly Wheeler.
You
is
called this be since
a big
the beginning.
Thing. I think the Alice in Wonderland thing that they might lean into. I feel like. Which, I mean, it kind of was a spoiler a little bit with like some of the leaked shots of like Holly Wheeler with a certain character. But I'm wondering if that kind of, like that seemed like the colors were going to be very like bright. And like, I do feel like it would be cool if there was some kind of like contrast between like the darkness of like that season four vibe, but then almost sort of like a dreamlike, colorful.
That's almost creepier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think that that contrast could be cool to see. And it would
and
give us a
little
bit more.
And there's a rumor a lot of the leaked stuff could have been on purpose for the Duffers to throw us off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they definitely did that right away with like the stuff with Gaten at the very beginning when their first was like leaked of where they were. They were like, okay, let's just post Gaten in this costume. Like, so I don't know. It's very interesting. And I don't, again, my prediction is not a trailer at Tadam, but I could be wrong. Maybe there will be. And I do think we will get a teaser, though.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I almost, like, forgot about this, but I remember with season four, the Duffers posted this, like, shot of the, like, dice during their Eddie's, like, campaign Friday night of the dice slowly rolling. And it wasn't really a trailer, but it was, like, the first piece of footage that we saw. So it could be something as simple as that. Or something where they either, you know, like, I doubt they shot anything specifically for a teaser, but something very brief.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we get a full-fledged trailer, like, holy cow.
I'm
feel like
hoping,
they're going to want to spread this out.
Yeah, I'm hoping for, like, maybe, like, one of those, like, 1 minute kind of, like, the teasers for season four.
I hope there's a good song used.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, usually we don't get the song until the official trailer.
It's to complete silence.
Yeah. We also did get the episode titles kind of released as sort of a trailer style thing.
Mm-hmm. That always happens before each season since season two onward, which,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of speculation, but I'm for some, since this is our last season, a lot of people are like, it should only be like one volume. It should only be two volumes. Get it over with. And we want a full trailer. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Spread this chicken out, baby. Like, I want to like really relish and soak this all in because this is the last time we're ever going to have this anticipation.
Exactly. So, and just judging by how much they've done for seasons 2, 3, and 4, you would think that they would try to spread it out and do some more like teasers, and not just like one trailer and then that's it. But
yeah.
But again, like they sort of have seemed to like shift the way that they're promoting the show as well. So that could be it. Like maybe we'll get a trailer 6 weeks out. Maybe, you know what? Bare minimum tomorrow, I hope we get the release date.
We end up only getting a Domino's mine ordering commercial and that's it.
I think like I will be happy with even just a release date. Like,
could you imagine? I know. And it's so bittersweet. Like, I want it, but at the same token, it's going to eventually come, Stacey. But I'm like, oh, it's the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. Man. Well, I mean, we could be completely off base with everything.
I know.
So when you're listening to this, and if it's after the day it came out, you'll already know, and we'll just sound like
idiots.
They're
going to be shaking their heads, being like, man, they got it wrong. But we'll see, guys. You know, I'm excited to see what, ta-da. It's not, it like sounds
I
like
think
that
was ta-da. Great. That was wonderful.
That was haunting. You felt like you opened up your Netflix app. I'm excited to see what they have, so stay tuned.
Yeah, and I mean, next week, maybe we will have more things to talk about with like production updates and like, you know, we'll be able to start talking season 5 promo soon. So that's pretty fun. And I think that's it for our episode today.
I think that's it, my friend.
It's been a packed one. So this was a blast to talk about. We hope everybody else enjoyed it as well. Make sure you check us out on social media at Skull Rock Broadcast. Mostly we're active on Instagram. I'm at Steady Stories and Stacey is at Stay Still Reviews. Yeah, just follow along. We love talking about the show and we're super excited to start kind of amping up for season 5, even though, like you said, it's bittersweet. But anyway, that's it. Over and out.
Over and out.